Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Network.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five, book it to the end zone, touchdown,
and launches down the middle for McCluskey, and it's a three, James McCluskey, touchdown,
touchdown,
they take the lead with 3 seconds left.
Patterson to the end zone, drives his way in, Virginia Tech has won it.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us today. Joined, as always, by the encyclopedia of college football that is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
Doing fantastic, although I took a little lumps this weekend.
Ooh.
You know, Joe Public, bet the underdogs and bet the over. Bet the underdogs and bet the over. The trend.
Well, look.
Cooper Lego, I want to knock that kid out. Unbelievable performance in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. Kids rolling sevens in SoFi this weekend.
No, look, it was, you're not lying. The start of bowl season so far has been dogs and overs. I mean, that has been absolutely the story so far. In an almost every game, Joe, you got both.
I know.
In almost every game so far.
I'm usually an underdog better, okay?
Right.
I am. But at the end of the day, I hate being on the same side as the mushes. And that's the problem. When every mush I know... Oh, you got to take the trend. Oh, they can't name one player on any team. Bailey Zappi. Right? And all of a sudden, like Chase Bryce and the crew, that kid Peoples fumbles the ball on the third quarter drive coming right out of the half. He runs 35 yards. I'm on the kid's rushing total, 62.5. He blows through that, but he puts the ball on the turf, changes the whole complexity of that ball game. Next play, 86 yards, untouched, by the way. Untouched. This is an App State defense that didn't give up a 300-yard passer all year. Part of me, I'm ranting right now, but Chase Bryce, a loser is a loser is a loser. He was a loser at Duke last year, couldn't cut it. 7 touchdowns, 15 INTs. He comes to App State, he finds lightning in a bottle, but in the bowl game, when push comes to shove, he couldn't win a conference championship and he couldn't win a bowl game. I'm done.
You're done now, Joe? That's it?
Yeah.
You've had enough? You've had enough. Joe already with the who screwed you the most.
Yes.
Right out of the gate here on College Football Full Circle today. And already, we'll talk about this later, that prop for highest scoring bowl game, it's going to be tough to get that now. Hey, 97 points, right? 58. Well, let me get you the correct number here.
Well, they're beating Liberty, right? So we need like a 60 spot from somebody.
Well, that's the thing. Western Kentucky has the lead with high scoring team at 59. And then in terms of the game itself, 60, 70, 80, 90, 97, Joe. The 97 Boca Raton Bowls. So somebody's got to crack 100. You think we can get it? You think we can?
Yeah,
well,
if you can. Some of these games, they put the
prop back up, and they just have App State and Western Kentucky as the favorite now, minus 150. So you could still bet this prop. It looks like you're going to be able to day by day. And
you should
the
jump
odds
on it, no?
Well, yeah. I mean, but obviously now we know what number we're shooting for. I mean, I think it takes a lot of the games that we originally threw a couple bucks on out of the equation, because I don't know if they're getting to 100.
Well,
but it still opens up. If you think that there's a game in here that can be more high scoring than 97. I mean, there's a lot of 40 to ones, 60 to ones, 100 to ones. But at least now you know what you need, Joe.
You need
to get to 98.
I'm mad at myself because I did pick the right game. I had App State as one of the highest scoring teams at 24 to 1. I thought App State would win that.
Yeah, you needed the other side. You needed the other side, Joe.
Obviously.
You needed the other side. Like Purdue, Tennessee, still 25 to 1.
I'm on that game. I'm on that. Louisville, I'm on the ones that we said. You know, I'm on the Sun Bowl, blind bet on the over. Delora and Tyler Van Dyke.
So we have bowl games, Joe, pretty much every day this week. We've hit Christmas week here on College Football Full Circle. We've got a game later today that we talked about on Friday. We gave you some picks for. We'll see if they've got some player props maybe for it before it gets going. We've got we're going to pick tomorrow's games, Joe. We have what do we got tomorrow? The Potato Bowl, right? Which is always a favorite of mine.
That's a blind bet over too. The
Potato
Field,
Bowl, always, the Blue Field, Kent State and Wyoming in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, and one of my favorite games of bowl season is tomorrow night, which is the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl between my Roadrunners of UTSA and the Aztecs of San Diego State. So
blue collar team.
Blue collar versus wide open. We have in that very contrasting styles in the Frisco Bowl. So we'll get
it's
a
like
pick
me
there.
And you. It's
yes,
like me
exactly.
And you.
But we have games all week long. Wednesday, you've got the Armed Forces with Army in Maryland. Thursday, we've got North Texas and Miami of Ohio in the other Frisco Bowl. There's two Friscos, by the way. There's two bowl games in the same stadium a couple days apart. Pretty weird. All right, College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, quickly run through these games from over the weekend. It was a wild Saturday in the college bowl season. College Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, let me give you the damage from over the weekend, just so you know. I want to make sure that we stay in line here. We know what's going on. 4-4 over the weekend for you, between Friday and Saturday, and I got off too. I got off, and I'm 5-3, so I'm a game ahead of you after the first 2 days, which means nothing. So
are you bragging or are you just?
No, I'm not. I'm not bragging. If I was bragging, I would have texted you Saturday night.
That's true.
Did I text you Saturday night?
If you would have texted me Saturday.
Now I should have texted you. I should have texted you Saturday night anyway just to say hi. I mean, I didn't do that for you.
You should have. That's true. I worked all day on college football today. I was a little –
I worked Saturday night as well. I did in-game live Saturday night, Joe. So I wasn't exactly asleep at the wheel, and then my kids kept me up all night. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot going on. There's no question. But 5-3 for me, 4-4 for you as we head into Christmas week and a bunch of bowl games every single day. And then next week, Joe, is when it really, really cranks up. So that's when we get to the 2, 3, 4 games a day throughout the slate, New Year's week, the week between Christmas and New Year's, which is always the bulk of bowl season. And then we head into the semifinals on New Year's Eve at 3:30 and 8 o'clock, whatever, 4 and 8 o'clock for Cincinnati, Alabama, and Georgia and Michigan, which we are steamrolling closer to. So let's go quickly through a couple of these games. Anything that interests you over the weekend? Let's start. You know, since we actually haven't been on, I thought Friday night, Joe, give Northern Illinois some credit. They really gave it all to Coastal. I mean, they probably should have won the game. They had the lead going into the fourth quarter, and they yacked it up. But that was a wild game, too, 47-41 with Coastal beating Northern Illinois.
It was. I mean,
down in Orlando.
I don't know. There was a controversial call on the last.
There was.
Game.
What did you think there? I thought that the ref didn't get out of the way, and they actually should have had time to have another snap there with 2 seconds left.
I mean, it's a bowl game. I mean, I could see if they were on the 50. They're on the 8-yard line. I mean, come on. Some of these refs, some of these crews, it's like,
they're pigs,
wake
Joe.
Up. Bro.
Joe,
wake
they're
up.
Absolute pigs. And I'm talking college and pro. These refs are pigs with the stuff that they do in these games.
Awful. Some of the calls that these refs make, they just make them to make them. They have no bearing on a call. It's like, oh, he was being held. Doesn't matter. The ball was sailed 40 yards out of bounds. No, he was being held. Didn't impede his route. Had no bearing on the play, but they want to throw the flag. They changed the whole momentum of these games. So maybe it's not manipulated. It's sort of like we form it and push it the way we want to go. It's ridiculous, some of these refs. I mean, come on. I'll be a ref. You want me to be a ref? I'll be a ref.
You actually probably be a pretty good one, John.
I'd be a good ref.
Out there.
Like
so you would actually look like you look like Hockley with like the muscles pumping out
of
the shirt.
Yeah.
You'd be like Hockley. That would be Joe Lisi out on the field.
Oh, you'd have to see. Are you kidding? Primetime game all of a sudden curled. 2, 4, 6, 8. You know? Give me some creatine. I'm gonna pop it tonight. Give me the extra. Give me the extra medium tonight, guys. Slim fit.
So Coastal gets the win over Northern Illinois and Rocky Lombardi on Friday night, 47-41 in the Tail Greeter Cure Bowl. I don't know.
I actually took that under.
Jeez. Yes, you did take that under.
I know, and I never take unders. I took that under. Of course I did.
Saturday morning, 11 a.m., we had the Boca Raton Bowl where, hey, Bailey Zappi, give him credit, Joe. You talk about a season. How's 5,967 yards and 62 touchdowns for the Hilltoppers? Not bad for Bailey Zappi.
No, I mean, he broke B.J. Simon's record in terms of passing total for Texas Tech, beats Joe Burrow's passing total in terms of touchdowns, 60-plus. I mean, dynamic effort. The kid's a gamer. I mean, I'll give him credit. I mean, dynamic performance, over 400 yards, 6 touchdowns. What more can you ask for? I mean, the kid stepped up, transferred from Houston Baptist, made the most of his opportunity, and at the end of the day, I hope he gets a lick in terms of an NFL roster now. Will he be another guy that steps up? Only time will tell. But Mike White went to Western Kentucky. Brandon Dowdy went to Western Kentucky with Jeff Brom, and they were at least on a roster. Dowdy was with the Miami Dolphins, couldn't cut it. So hopefully Zappi could do so as well in the NFL, given the chance.
Yeah, this one was a swing and a miss for me, Joe. It just got out of. I kind of bought in. You sold me too much on the offensive coordinators not being there, so I kind of blame you.
Well, I was wrong in the sense of Kittley was there. He decided to stay at the, you know, I read through the lines, but it didn't matter.
Honestly, it didn't matter either. Because like I said to you on Friday or whatever it was, these guys, they've been running the same offense all year. They were going to run the same offense against Appalachian State. And App State couldn't stop. They couldn't stop anything, Joe. I mean, it was embarrassing what happened to them. Against Western Kentucky on Saturday. So nice job by the Hilltoppers. They finished the season 9-5, get themselves a 59-38 win over App State. And that game now is the mark for us with this prop with FanDuel to reach here over the next couple weeks for highest scoring team and highest scoring game, Joe. So the 59 by Western Kentucky and the 97 total, that's what we're going to be shooting for over the next few weeks, trying to take down and win that prop. The New Mexico Bowl, Fresno State beat UTEP 31-24, but that's a cover for the Miners, Joe, a big cover for the Miners out in New Mexico, who played with a lot of heart, just came up short. Fresno, honestly, they could have put the foot down in the fourth, and they just ran the clock all the way down. I love seeing that, though, Joe. Give me the cover with the Miners.
Please. I don't even want to say it. At the end, everybody and their mother on Sports Grid was on the Miners.
Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem? I got to go the other way. The Sharks.
No, I don't have to, but I
got to go the other way now.
There's a couple of mush factors that get involved when they like a certain team. I go the other way.
Calling me a mush, Joe, because I liked UTEP on Saturday. I liked UTEP, so that was no good. I thought I gave you pretty good reasons why I liked UTEP on Saturday.
And you were right. I tell you what. I mean, the fact that Gavin Hardison played very well. I'll say that early on, he was making some good throws, and that kid, and that's a testament to Dana Dimmel. I mean, he's done a fantastic job with that program. I mean, I don't believe they've won a bowl game since 1956.
67, I think.
67, something like that. I mean,
they kept bringing it up during the game. They just kept bringing it up.
You know, that's great. I will say I hate their unis. Remember they went with that. They used to have the orange. Yeah. Now they went with this puke yellow. I don't know.
Joe all over. There wasn't a lot of... I was watching all the games on Saturday, I was thinking to myself, there's no game that Joe Lisi feels looks good on the screen here today.
There
was too many. No, BYU didn't wear what you wanted them to wear.
Well, I tell you what, though, that game looked good on the screen. I would have liked BYU in the all royal blue, but they went with the navy. But UAB looked sharp with the Hunter Green pant.
They did. They did look sharp. And UAB, not only did they look sharp, they won the game, Joe. Independence Bowl.
We called it.
We did. We both liked UAB. We thought that was a really good spot for them. The BYU bellyaching all week long. They should have been in a better game. Now, look, they didn't completely lay down in the game. It was 31-28. They came back, tied the game, took the lead. UAB went back in front. Really good back and forth game. They had a monsoon at the beginning of it. Tons of rain, little lightning, weather delay. But the Blazers of UAB pull it out. Nice win for them. And BYU, look, typical for a bowl game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Joe, they were missing some guys. Of course, no, they didn't have the starting quarterback. Algier did play. He looked very good. But at the end of the day, UAB had a little bit more heart. And that's why they won that game, Joe, outright. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, go through a couple of the other games, start getting ready for tomorrow's bowl games, Potato Bowl on Joe's mind. We'll come back and talk about it, Sports Grid Radio, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. I'm going to get back into the games, Joe, but I did have to get your thoughts on Bo Nix going to Oregon. I know that how much you love Bo and the contributions that he made down at Auburn for that football program. Now to go up to to Oregon and join the Ducks. Your thoughts, Joe, on Bo Nix in Oregon?
Well, it fits the mantra of Oregon right now, right? So Oregon had Anthony Brown, or has Anthony Brown, and now they get Bo Nix, an inconsistent passer that is a veteran, that is sort of mobile, and probably won't step up in big games.
Beat Oregon in Dallas a couple years ago, too.
Did.
Bo Nix. Maybe that's why. Remember that game?
Maybe that's why. Now, I've heard, and I don't know how true this is, but this did come from an Auburn alum, that Bo Nix was like, they hated him in Auburn.
Or how could you not? The kid was awful. Like, let's just call it like it is,
Joe. Well, I mean, his father did lead the Tigers under Coach Bowden.
Oh, please.
You know, I'm just saying. Well, they were raving about the kid when
he knocked off Oregon. You know how it works now, Joe. It's what have you done for me now? Not even what have you done for me lately, like a year ago. It's what have you done for me now?
Exactly.
And that's
we're in a now mentality.
So doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happened when his dad was there, or what happened when he beat Oregon 2 years ago or 3 years
There's
ago.
There's no loyalty.
There's zero loyalty, and now he's going right to go up to Eugene and start the era up there. So All good luck. Good luck to Bo.
It's a great field. I'll give him that. I mean, I liked it back when it was a little like the turf was like a little worn and every other color was, you know, like the light green and then the dark green. And it was very evident every 5 yards. Now they sort of made it one and the same. It's like that updated field turf. I don't like that either.
No, I don't like the updated field turf. I think everybody should go back to grass, Joe. You should just go back to natural grass.
Or let's go back to like 1980 turf.
No.
Yeah, well, like,
no.
Let's go back to Farrell Field, 1990, with the fifth down football game where Colorado was slipping.
You can't. That garbage
around.
That they used to play when they made all, like, the Three River Stadium and all, like, you can't play on that garbage, Joe.
Yeah,
that
I just want, here's what I want, concrete covered by a piece of rug. There you go. Let's go back to that. That's what the Giants and everybody
also,
else used to play on.
I know. Also on Saturday, let's clean up the bowls here, Joe. Look at on Saturday. We both got a hit in the Lending Tree Bowl. I liked Liberty. I laid the points. And that was the first. They were the first favorite to cover, Joe, of the bowl season.
I know.
Liberty
I know.
Laid
Good
the
call
hammer.
On you.
Yeah, yep. I just thought that Willis would want to show out, being one of the few quarterbacks to play. Now, I don't think he had a eye-popping game. I mean, it was 13-24, 231, three touchdowns. It's just the game got out of hand so quickly, Joe, that, you know, I mean, it was 33-10 at halftime. There wasn't much left for him to do in the second half, but he did have a run after that. He had a 35-yard run. He ran the ball really well, and then he was out of there in the fourth quarter, and they let Eastern Michigan get a couple of garbage time scores to make it look 56-20. But I hit with Liberty, and you hit with the over in that game, so it was good to both of us.
Yeah, we both felt the same way. Maybe I didn't think that, you know, Malik and Liberty would win. I thought they would have a very good offensive output going up against a MAC opponent, the way they limped down the stretch, the fact that they never lived up to expectations this year, and he really quite honestly didn't play consistent football, right? Didn't play well against Syracuse on the road. They were 3.5-point favorites. They were 32.5-point favorites to UL Monroe. They lost the ball game outright. He got sacked 4 times. Didn't step up and outdo Matt Corral. So I'm with you. I thought they would be motivated to score points, and Eastern Michigan could get at least like what we saw, 20. So that's why I was on the over, and we had that basically in the first half almost. I mean, I actually took their total, which was 33.5. I put it into a parlay with Oregon State, which was terrible. But
yeah,
that being said,
we're about to get to them.
Yeah, but I had 33.5. I mean, they had 33 points in the second quarter, Carver.
They did. There was a pick six thrown in there as well. Eastern Michigan, it unraveled for them quickly, Joe, and they got planted. So nice job by Malik Willis. Off to the NFL he goes. We'll see how he does. I'm sure he's going to play in one of those games at the end of January, Joe, right? Whether it's Senior Bowl or this bowl or that. You know, all the guys
Gettleman
going
will
in.
Fall in love with them and probably draft him. What? They have
well,
two,
we'll see if he actually has a job to do that, Joe. I mean, that's well, getting into a whole nother conversation. But we'll see. But he's going to have himself in the mix to be one of the top quarterbacks taken once we get into the spring. Now let's get to this disaster, this L.A. Bowl on Saturday night. Because me and you both were both fuming at this game. 24-13, Utah State takes down the Beavers of Oregon State. Now, I knew this was going to happen to me, Joe, because I was on Utah State early in the week. And then I started thinking about it and thinking about it, and I listened to a couple of other people who kind of talked me into the Beavers. And I went, all right, I'll back them. And sure enough, they moved the football, Joe, but once they got inside the 30, they couldn't do anything. Like, it was just a very strange game. And then the kid comes in for Utah State. He starts throwing darts all over the place. And Oregon State just couldn't. Every time they would move the football, another dumb turnover, a dumb fumble, going for it on fourth, a missed field goal. Like, just nothing went right for the Beavers on Saturday night. And they end with 13 points on the board, which is just embarrassing, Joe.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Cooper Legault, I think that's how you say his last name. The kid's rolling sevens. First play, bing, touchdown. It's like, and everybody's like, you know, the West Coasties. Love Utah State Aggies, baby! They were 7-0 on the road. They moved to 8-0, and I should have just went with this trend because I like good road teams in bowl games. If you can win on the road, you can win in a bowl environment. The fact that Logan Bonner went down in the second quarter. I mean, we had everything in front of us. And how about that mush, Jonathan Smith? He's down 17-10 in the third quarter, the second quarter. Gets into a 4th-and-4 or 4th-and-3. He's kicking the field goal.
Yeah,
your defense hasn't stopped them. Yet hasn't stopped them all game, bro.
That was sad, too, that he actually went for that. And then I even bought in live, too, Joe. Like, this is what bothered me even more. It's the fourth quarter. They're down 10. I'm going, you know what? And it was like, you know, live, they were like plus, at that point, plus 250, plus 300, somewhere in that area. I go, I'm taking a shot with them. They could still come back and win this game. The kid fumbles like 45 seconds after I put the bet in.
I know.
It was just nothing went right in that game. Congrats to Utah State. That's a hell of a year, Joe. Winning the Mountain West. Going into a big bowl game at SoFi, beating up on a Pac-12 team. Really good season for Anderson and the crew over there at Utah State.
Yeah, 11-3 overall. Blake Anderson, the former Arkansas State head coach, overcame some adversity with his wife passing a couple of years ago. So very happy in terms of, you know, him being on top. He's a very gutty head coach, blue collar, as I like to say. But, you know, you got to hand it to the kid, Cooper Legault. The kid didn't throw a pass all year. The kid's running rogue, too, by the way. I mean, he said they changed up coverage. Yeah, he knew the audible. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to take Utah State plus the seven and a half. I'm going to take them plus 260 on the money line. Bing, bing. I mean, Chance Nolan and that team and that defense, the refs were giving every call, by the way, to Utah State.
Oh, look, I can't get on the refs with how gutless the Beavers were.
I mean, how many pass interference calls? I mean,
Beavers were awful, Joe. I know. I want to scream. I would love to scream about the refs. I can't. I scream about Jonathan Smith and those kids. They were awful in that game.
Jonathan
didn't come to play.
Smith's a mush.
He didn't come to play.
No heart.
Finally, Joe, that New Orleans Bowl on Saturday night, it was a good one. 36-21, the Ragin' Cajuns win it. And you must have been very happy at the end. You had the over in that game and a 20-point fourth quarter from the Ragin' Cajuns comes back and makes it happen for you there.
Yeah, and I was on Marshall too, so it wasn't that great. You know, at the end of the day, who's a mush? Grant Wells in a bowl game. I mean, 99 yards passing. I mean, this is back to back. Look at Grant Wells in bowl matchups this year. I had three straight duds. Three, right? They lost to Buffalo last year. 2 years ago, remember they lost like three games down the stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, this team is horrible. Awful. Horrible.
They did an awful job. Nice job by Levi Lewis and the Cajuns, Joe. 13-1 season. Going to finish in the top 25. Even with Napier going off to Florida, that's a really nice job. Bailey had two touchdowns on the ground for them. So good win for the Ragin' Cajuns, 36-21. They take down Marshall in the New Orleans Bowl, Joe. I know you were very busy between that and the Colt Pat game. I know, and you probably had a date going on at the same time. You probably had three things happening at once on Saturday night.
I hope you were able to get all your action in.
Really?
I went to bed. Once I saw that fourth quarter by Oregon State, I was in bed by 10:30. I couldn't watch it anymore. I was disgusted. I was so disgusted with the action. I was exhausted as well from college football today. It was a lot this weekend. I had a lot going on. But at the end of the day, the performance, I mean, Bailey Zappi zapped me a little bit. You know, that took a lot of wind out of my sails.
Or the first game of the day took the wind out of the sails.
That's it. I didn't want to talk to anybody. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like enough.
Bing, 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 bing.
Once I saw the kid run 86 yards for a touchdown and they went up 14, I felt like I ate some.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 minutes.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Bad eel.
Oh, boy. All right, college football full circle. Never good when Joe eats the bad eel. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, give you picks for tomorrow's two games. That's right. Got the Potato Bowl. Got the Frisco Bowl. A lot to do. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Network.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. All right, Joe, it's time we make today's picks for the bowl games. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve here. So we do the games, but you know, the next day from when we're doing the show. So tomorrow's two games, we have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, which is a 3:30 p.m. Eastern kick, features Kent State out of the MAC and the Wyoming Cowboys out of the Mountain West. Now, as we know in the past, this game has a tendency, Joe, to sometimes get a little off the rails, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. It's a lot of points in this game, sometimes some very cold weather, so... I'm interested in this one. We've got, of course, Crum's had a pretty good year for Kent State. The Cowboys, not a vintage Cowboy team for me. Now, when is the Cowboys ever vintage? I remember they were in this game, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago when Josh Allen was still on the team, his last year before he went to the NFL, and he had a really good Potato Bowl, Joe, springboarding him to his now career with the Buffalo Bills. So Wyoming has been in this Potato Bowl quite a bit in the past.
Yeah, and they're obviously familiar with playing Boise State,
yes.
Right? They actually got the cover on the last play of the game this year, catching 13.5 against
they
Boise.
Did.
Remember the kid busts an 80-yard touchdown reception? They were down, I believe, by 17, catching 13 in a hook, and the kid runs 70-plus. It looked like he was going to go out of bounds, and bing! Backdoor cover on the last play against Boise. Here's the thing. Craig Ball and this team, they want to run the football. They're averaging 190 on the ground. Kent State defense absolutely sucks. They can't stop anybody. Sean Lewis has bitten me more times this year than anything, although he did win us that one bet when we took them during Maction, highest scoring MAC team, and they tied with Eastern Michigan. So they did win us a little money. I've gone back and forth with this game, and I know on paper the more physical team is Wyoming, but the better quarterback is Crum. I'm going to take Dustin Crum. This guy. Yeah, I'm taking Kent State plus the points in this ball game. And I know the MAC hasn't stepped up, but give me the MAC here.
Taking the MAC in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Wow. I actually do want to get a quick weather report for Tuesday, Joe. Hold on here. Let me see what we've got. in the afternoon. All right, hey, low 30s and a little bit of sun, so no snow, although that could change at the drop of a hat, Joe. We know that up there. But as of now, low 30s, a little bit of sun for the Potato Bowl tomorrow. Here's the thing that sticks out for me, Joe, in this game. We do have some common opponents here. Wyoming played a couple of MAC teams earlier in the season. They beat Northern Illinois 50-43 on the road.
That was a crazy game.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. And they whacked Ball State at home 45-12. So they've handled MAC opponents this year. They're familiar with the environment being on the blue turf at Boise. A little bit better, I would say, to play in. Now, listen, Kent State, those Tuesday night, Wednesday night MAC games, they play some cold games, too. I'm not going to tell you they never play in the cold. They're in Ohio. But I just feel like this is a better spot for Wyoming. I am going to take the Cowboys, Joe, and I'm going to lay the three with Wyoming. So -3, and I think we both lean to the over, right, Joe, with 59?
Yeah, I lean to the over. I mean, I could see Crum and everyone running. Are they going to wear those powder blue unis on the sidelines that look like the L.A. Chargers? I doubt that they're going to.
I doubt they will.
Are you going to channel your innermost? You said, when was Wyoming relevant? And you automatically go to Josh Allen.
Well, of course. Other than Josh Allen, when was Wyoming relevant?
Showing my age, I go to Marcus Harris and remember the former college basketball player, Fennis Dembo.
Fennis Dembo. Joe Lisi, right?
Remember?
There.
It's almost like Dallas Comedies in DePaul.
Joe, you're good, man. I'm taking Wyoming -3. Joe's taking Kent State +3. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl tomorrow afternoon up there on the blue turf. Always looks good on the screen, as Joe Lisi likes to say. The night game tomorrow, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, which will take place between my Roadrunners, the champions of Conference USA, taking on the Aztecs of San Diego State, who lost the Mountain West title game to Utah, who beat up on the Beavers, as we discussed before. This game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern kick. Right now, Joe, this has actually gone up to now -3 for the Aztecs. I think it was 2.5. when we talked at the end of last week. So a little action moving towards the Aztecs, and a total of 49, which if you look at the UTSA scores this year, Joe, that is a very low total for a UTSA game. I understand they're playing a blue-collar team like San Diego State.
Well, here's the thing, too. Let's look at all the Conference USA games that have won, right? UAB, outright winner. Western Kentucky, outright winner. Middle Tennessee State,
good conference,
outright winner. And somebody else covered as well. I forget the game that covered in the Conference USA. They are 4-0 ATS, 3-1 against the number. So that's why I think you're seeing some line movement with your Roadrunners. Not to mention that UTSA, I was on them last year. They played UL Lafayette. They were catching 13.5, fell behind in the first half, did cover that ball game. That being said, they're going to get hit in the mouth in this matchup. Because you want an angry dog, you got one. You got Brady Hoke. You got a junkyard dog, baby, in San Diego State that lost their conference championship in their house to Logan Bonner and the crew. Greg Bell, Lucas Johnson, Jordan Brookshire. This is a different animal. This is an offense that wants to run it down your throat with a lawnmower, baby. We're going to run it right down your throat, UTSA. Okay, you want to give us 3 points? I'm going to take those 3 points. I'm going to take them on the money line. Blue collar, better team, San Diego State outright.
San Diego State outright. Listen to you, Joe. Unbelievable here. I did want to see, what's the distance between UTSA, or a little four-hour drive up to Frisco for this game for the UTSA faithful?
I just want to see.
Four-hour drive, a little four-and-a-half-hour drive. From San Antonio up to Frisco, just outside Dallas for this game. Whereas I don't think there's going to be that many San Diego State Aztec fans in the building, Joe. What do you think? You think there'll be a lot of Aztec faithful traveling to Texas for this game? No.
I really don't care. I don't think Brady Hoke and the Aztecs care. You know, they don't care if, I tell you what, put a couple of cockroaches in the stands. That's all they care about.
Here's my thing, Joe. I'll say this. The two spots where I tried to go against teams that I thought already had their moment You know, we thought that Utah State had their moment. They're not going to care as much about the bowl game. The Raging Cajuns had their moment. Not going to care as much about the bowl game. I don't think I can do that for UTSA now. I mean, I would think that they would have been in the same situation as those teams. Happy that they already won their conference. Huge for them. Hey, those teams came out and still showed up. So I think the Roadrunners are going to do that against the Aztecs as well.
It's possible. I will just say this. You know, 4-1 right now, ATS, right? Marshall didn't cover in terms of Conference USA.
Yes, so. 4-1.
All right, and you know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just think personally, for me, they're more blue collar. I like teams that can run the football. And that should have been my breakdown earlier. That's why I like UAB with McBride and the crew. So I'll take that as long as they're motivated. And the fact that they're coming off a conference championship loss, I like that factor. They should be angry because San Diego State hasn't been given enough credit all year long.
I'm taking UTSA, Joe. They've been too good to me all year. I'm not going away from them now. And you're going to give me 3 points? Please. I'm taking them on the money line plus 124. UTSA finishes off a 13-1 season against the Aztecs, who, honestly, Joe, I don't see any motivation for them in this game whatsoever. I see none. It is what it is. They had a billion guys missing in the title game. They didn't get to show up and perform against Utah State. What is this game to them? This game means a lot more to UTSA as far as I'm concerned. And that, unfortunately, in these games, Joe, is sometimes more half the battle than anything else, is just finding the right motivation. But if you like the Aztecs, that would mean I'm sure you lean to the under 49.
No, I don't. This is one of the games where I do lean to the over, believe it or not. And
okay.
It's pretty high for a San Diego State game. It's 49 flat minus 110. I sort of lean to the over because I think both offenses can move the football. I just think San Diego State could find some running room. And, you know, Brookshire's a little bit mobile. Lucas Johnson, I think, is a little bit of a better passer, depending upon who starts and how they implement both quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, I still think there's going to be points here, you know?
And they have had some low-scoring games this year, UTSA. Yeah. I know that everybody thinks of them as all their games were played in the 70s and 80s and whatnot. Not the case. I mean, 27-17 over Southern Miss. They had a 24-17 game with UNLV. They had a 27-13 game with Middle Tennessee. So the Roadrunners have played some games this year, Joe, where things have been sped down a little bit for them a couple times.
Yes.
And this team is going to try to do that even more, the Aztecs.
True. Mm. I'm looking for some props on these games.
Yeah, not yet. I think,
props on Saturday. That actually, I made some. I told you, Peoples broke out for App State. They're putting them up late, though. So, like, you know, it doesn't give you a lot of time, FanDuel. You're not giving us a lot of time.
Obviously, we're on now, Joe. I mean, in a couple minutes, we've got this Tulsa Old Dominion game coming up in Myrtle Beach on the Teal Turf that we talked about on Friday. If I'm on Tulsa, you're on Old Dominion. And I think they just put the props up for them, the player props up, maybe this morning. You know, the day of the game, Joe, is kind of where FanDuel puts the player props. I know that you have Davis Brin in a whole bunch of action in this Myrtle Beach Bowl.
I told you, I took the over on Davis Brin, but I'm on ODU.
ODU's gonna get up big, and then Brin's gotta throw the football, Joe. Is that pretty much where you're sitting here?
It's just I'm on the under, but I'm hoping for overs. It's like I'm conflicting.
Well, how about you go the other way with Hayden Wolf over 1.5 touchdowns?
He's a freshman. That's the only thing scares me.
So what? The kid comes out, he throws the rock. Let's go, Joe.
Throws the rock. I just want to see. You know, if I could get a view of how. I need like a bird's eye view of the coastal field.
Shamari Brooks, 84.5. Shamari Brooks, 84.
Okay. I took Shamari Brooks.
Man, what don't you have in this game, Joe? I mean, yeah, what don't you have in Tulsa ODU?
I have Juan Carlo Santana over. Juan Carlo. Let me just make sure I'm saying it correctly. I'll rip them off for you. I have Juan Carlo Santana touchdown. Anytime touchdown. Juan Carlos Santana over 53 and a hook. Shamari Brooks over 84.5. I put in one just for, like, you know, everybody. just because I'm hoping for points, and at the same time, I got the under. So I'm like hedge myself.
You got to win something, Joe. I hope you somehow come ahead with all this stuff that you've got cooking here in Myrtle Beach today. I hope you come out ahead
somehow.
Well,
you know, you got me hot. It's anytime there's a midday kick in bowl season.
I might not.
I throw a little Howie Connick Jr. on and
I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. You might not have heard from me Saturday night. You'll hear from me a lot.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hot tomorrow night during that UTSA San Diego State game, Joe. You'll hear a lot from me during that game. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We come back and we wrap it up here on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So to recap, Joe, for Tuesday's games, the 21st of December, I'm on Wyoming, -3 in the Potato Bowl. I've got my Roadrunners of UTSA. I take them all the way to the end, getting 3 in the Frisco Bowl. You will have, you're on opposite sides of me, both games, Joe. Kent, +3 in Boise, and you've got the Aztecs, -3. Those are the picks for Tuesday the 21st, correct? Am I right there? We got everything right?
No, you're right. And you know what's crazy is that typically I always recommend taking double-digit dogs and short favorites. That's why I liked App State, and now I'm on short dogs here, which is going against my MO.
Well, you're only on one short dog. You're on Kent. San Diego State's a short favorite, so you're all right there.
No, San Diego State's an underdog in this game.
No, they are not, Joe. They are not an underdog.
Let me just double check.
Game.
Yes, they are.
Not, Joe. They are not.
Oh, they're the short favorite.
They are not, Joe. They are -3.
Okay.
The
Aztecs. Yeah, we're good now. We're good now. I feel better now. Now I feel better. Okay.
You want to change your pick, Joe? Or, I mean, you want to change your pick? You
no,
want to take the over? What do you want to do?
No, I'm on San Diego State -3. Okay. I'm on Kent State outright +125.
Outright, so you don't want the 3 for your pick? What do you want?
I do want the 3, but I'm going to bet
the
125.
Good.
Break up my parlay.
So then I'll do a little Wyoming UTSA money line parlay, Joe. How about that?
Okay.
Well, Wyoming and UTSA, a little +269, two leg money line parlay. What do you think about that, Joe?
As long as Dustin Crum doesn't play like Who's Harry Crum, I got a shot.
You certainly do, Joe. You certainly do. So tomorrow, we've got some other games, other props we're going to look at. We'll make picks for Wednesday's games. A lot to do, Joe. Great stuff. Good luck tonight with all of your action. I will talk to you tomorrow. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.